USA News Update. Donald J. Trump is officially the first former president to face federal charges. The Department of Justice unsealed the federal indictment related to Trump's handling of classified documents. Special Counsel Jack Smith on Trump's alleged mishandling of the classified material.
This indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida. And I invite everyone to read it in full to understand the scope and the gravity of the crimes charged.
Smith added that there's one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone. Smoke may have delayed the event, but it isn't stopping the White House from hosting its largest Pride celebration ever. The celebration takes place Saturday on the South Lawn, and LGBTQ families from across the country are expected to attend. The Miami Heat will try to even their NBA Finals series with the Denver Nuggets tonight in Miami. The Nuggets lead this best of seven series 2-1. Dave Collins, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.